Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So when you tell me you can't witness, you haven't seen it. You haven't seen the change in you. Because a witness simply talks about what he has seen. So God wants us to be ready to give an answer. Now, as we close here, he tells us that we need to be wise. Redeem the time that we can be wise. How do you know that you're being wise? One of my favorite scripture is Proverbs 11:30. And we're almost done. It says, Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Wow, why is that one wise? Because he is redeeming the time. And he's using his time wisely to do what Christ did. He says, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Well, this person has their priorities straight. They're not ripping and running and doing all of these things that amount to nothing. They are what they said, he that winneth souls is wise. And there's a lot to go in there. There's preparation, body preparation, mental, spiritual preparation. Because whenever you're going out talking to someone about Christ, you need to make sure that you are right in God's eyes. Now, as we're getting ready to close, we need to be wise enough to set the priorities by seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I want you to look at your activities and see what priorities you have. We have so much time on our hands now with this pandemic. What are you doing with your time? It'll tell you. Are you just resting, sitting around, don't care about nobody? Are you studying about end time prophecies? Are you preparing? There's a lot of things that we can be doing. I'm probably busier now than ever, but my priority is not work. My priorities is not these extracurricular activities. My priorities is getting ready to see my Savior. One day he's going to come and call us up hither. That's my priority. So I leave you with these two scriptures and we're out of here. I want you to look at Haggai chapter 1, verse 7. Write that down. You might have some trouble finding it. Haggai chapter 1, verse 7. It reads this way, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Wow, what a message he's telling us. And I'm telling you, when I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. We need to consider our ways. What are we doing with Jesus? Your time is running out. And our last scripture here is Matthew chapter 26, verse 75. I'll leave you with that and then we'll close. Matthew chapter 26, verse 75. Oh God, this is good. We remember this. And Peter remembered. Oh Lord, that's good. Do you remember the word of Jesus? And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Wow, that just hits me so tight. Because whenever we remembered the words of Jesus, do we believe it? Peter at this time said, Father, Jesus, I'll follow you to the ends of the earth. I'll follow you. I'll do what you say. I'll die for you. But when the time came, when the time came for the rubber to meet the road, Peter could not cash in. He went, he lied, said, I didn't know Jesus. I don't know the man. And I'll just ask yourself the question, by your actions, are you saying the same thing? But Jesus says that cock going to crew. There was a time frame there. I want you to understand the time frame when that cock crew. And Peter had denied him thrice, three times. And then he remembered what Jesus said.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.